Welcome back to Head Games Radio. Before we get on with our good friend James Jones, who is going to be a big star in the NBA with, I think, the most interesting team to watch, here's one last quote from Tom Jackson from Friday's show about Michael Vick.
Number one, his receivers don't do a great job of catching the ball. Let's just say, you know, from a quarterback's perspective, the first thing I need is help, because I can't be successful if guys don't catch the ball. I think that Michael Wilbon certainly hit on a great point and something I have thought since he came in the league, and you see him close up the first time. He's a different beast and get rid of the football. I think that he can be taught to do that on occasion, but I think you have to make a tremendous adjustment to the player that you have if, in fact, you want him to play quarterback for you. That means you, and I think that, you know, Jim Moore Jr., Greg Knapp, I think they're all trying to do that and figure it out, but they're dealing with a new commodity. How do we make this thing work when we know we have a guy who could probably run for, you know, 100, 150 yards a game every game if we put the ball in his hands?
That's Tom Jackson, and, you know, how you fit people into different roles is something every team in every sport has to do, and it's often the difference. When you talk about chemistry, that's really where the magic comes in. That's what we like to talk about the show. So we're going to switch sports, but not themes, with James Jones. We're going to talk about chemistry with the Phoenix Suns. James, how are you?
I'm great. Nick, how's it going?
You know, it's going great, and I just really appreciate your making time in the middle of the season. You know, we talked to Vinny Del Negro about a month ago, about you guys were 1-3, 1-4, you're having trouble. You Boris Diaw looked out of shape. You just were, you know, finding yourselves as well. And one of the things Vinny said was, we're just trying to find that right mix. Well, it seems like you found it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's taken a while. Like I said, it was pretty much a new team. Last year's team is nothing like this year's team because we've added Amari. And so it was a little difficult for us on that part, but, you know, we got together and we started coming together as a team, and Mike got the rotation down and guys got an opportunity to find a rhythm, and we've been playing like we've been playing all year.
Well, let's start about talking about Europe, because I've heard, let's put it this way, under the official stance of the team, that Europe may have been a bit of a disaster. Do you think it really took you guys off your game, or do you feel that there are some things you gain from playing in Europe that will help you long term?
I mean, there are multiple things that transpired during that trip that, you know, gave us mixed reviews. I mean, it was a very long trip, and in that respect, we practiced at different facilities and different sites every day, and so it was kind of hard to get a rhythm. But at the same time, we didn't have a grueling training camp like most teams usually have. And so I think coming down near the end of the season, I mean, it'll end up being great for us, because a lot of times teams suffer injuries in training camp and guys overexert themselves before their bodies are really ready.
Well, let's talk about chemistry now. We talked with Vinny about that and how difficult that is, especially when you guys have such an interesting and eclectic group of talent. And Vinny Del Negro was saying, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I'm interested in the new additions this year. Here's a little quote from Vinny about that.
Oh, so there's a lot of kind of things on the outside, not only with the team, that we're chemistry-wise just trying to figure out with Marcus Banks and bringing in Jalen Rose and fitting in Jermaine Jones somehow and see if he's going to get some minutes, and fitting in Amari Stoudemire and bringing Kurt Thomas back from the injury last year, and a lot of things. I mean, so it's not a fine science. It's going to take time. But I think the teams that handle adversity well and handle these things professionally, eventually we'll get on track, and I think we're one of those teams.
And I think he's right. Tell me what's happened in the last month.
Well, Mike has found rotation. He's found a group of guys that play well in time and score, because so much of what happens is putting guys in a position where they can flourish, and the right mix of guys who complement each other. And it was kind of difficult because, like Vinny said, Mike was throwing five or six new guys into a rotation that was six or seven strong last year. And so everyone's game has to adjust a little bit. You see Steve's picked it up in some areas. Sean's, you know, playing defense on smaller guys. And so Mike's been fine-tuning things. And in the meantime, we've been growing as a team. Now, that means some of the guys haven't been playing as much as they would like, but, I mean, it's the same end result, that we're getting better and we're winning games.
Well, let's talk about conditioning, because I think it makes sense if the knock on the team besides defense in the middle, and with Amari back, that should make a difference, but it makes sense with the style that you play, where you are running and outrunning teams, that you're going to get tired. And so when you increase that hub of players, that core, from 6 to 7 to 8 to 9, it's got to help you in the playoffs and long term.
Oh, definitely. Long term is the division. In the short term, I mean, guys can get it done. They can play 35 minutes a night with 6 or 7 guys. But as we get into February, March, and April, bodies start to wear down. And you normally see the teams with the deepest bench and the deepest core of players, they succeed. I mean, because you expect injuries to happen. You expect, you know, guys to be a little tired, especially playing the way we play. I mean, we ourselves get tired. That's the only way we can get better, is to push ourselves to that limit. So the more players we can get in that mix, and the sooner we can get them all in the fold, I think the better it is for us long term.
And as Rick Bucher from ESPN, the magazine, was saying, the game is shifting. Chicago itself is realizing that offense is really the key thing right now. They can have a great defense, but you got to be able to run. And I look in that locker room of the Phoenix Suns, and I see a bunch of guys that are 6'5" to 6'8". They don't have that big wide butt that my friend Charles Barkley, who I was with yesterday for a few minutes, had to knock people around. So it's got to, long-term, when you're 6'8", 220 versus 6'10" or 6'5", 275, 300, it's got to make it a lot harder to last during a 48-minute NBA game.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, our philosophy is to score quickest. And it doesn't matter when you score. If a team scores a bucket and we score a bucket, if we score in 2 seconds and they score in 20 seconds, over time we feel that the quicker we score, the more points we can score. And as the game wears down, they may not be able to score as often as we do. And so you, in a system like ours, you really can't have a guy that's 7 feet, 270 pounds, running up and down the floor, because we're trying to get as many shots at the basket as possible and get up and down the floor as many times as possible. And that's it's just better if you're lighter, leaner, and faster.
Yeah, but you know, it kind of reminds me of the Kansas City Chiefs when we had Christian Okoye at 6'2", 265 pounds with a 4-4-40 in the fourth quarter against Green Bay in Green Bay when it's 15 degrees. We just pound the hell out of him in the fourth quarter. He may not be as valuable in the first quarter, but like with Larry Johnson now, by that fourth quarter, teams are worn down. You bring that guy in for a role. He plays the role in the fourth quarter. Likewise, wouldn't it make sense to have one, shall we say, muscle man to bring in the fourth quarter when teams are worn down for that very reason?
Well, that's why we figure that Amari is getting back healthy. I mean, Amari, he's a beast. I mean, he may be lean, he may be light, he may not be, you know, traditional center at 280 pounds, but he's strong, he's powerful, and he's fierce in the basket. And that's the element that we were missing last year against Dallas and in the playoffs against the Lakers and the Clippers. And with him, I don't think we need a big bruiser. As long as Amari's not in foul trouble, as long as he's healthy, and Sean is down there tandem with him, I mean, we have enough weapons to get it done.
And that's the thing that was demonstrated last year. Sean Marion could have been co-MVP last year because he was asked to shoulder more of the rebounding burden. He got up to 10, 11 rebounds a game and really showed a different side, and he's not a big guy either. Tell us about Sean Marion this year and his role. If Amari comes back healthy, tell us about that.
Sean's role is... Sean is the biggest key to, I mean, piece to the puzzle. I mean, because Sean is the most unselfish guy out there. I mean, we're going to ask him to guard the point guard some nights. We're going to ask him to guard Dirk the next. We may ask him to guard KG the next. I mean, so he's the one guy that comes into every game knowing he's going to draw the toughest assignment, yet we still expect him to give us 20 points and 12 rebounds. And so if Sean doesn't have it going on both ends, or at least on one end, we're in trouble. But when he's clicking and he's there and he's going at full tilt, I think we're better than anyone out there.
James Jones, aren't you kind of like a version of Mr. Marion? I mean, if he gets tired, ultimately, could that be your role as someone that can fill that role when he needs to be to rested? Because you've got such a multitude of skills. You can handle the ball. You're a good passer. You're a good rebounder.
Hopefully. I mean, Sean has one thing that you can't teach or you can't get acquired, which is the natural ability. He's a super athlete. I mean, freak of nature. But I would hope so. I mean, I would hope to be able to help the team in a capacity, something like that, where I could come in and just do the little things and be consistent and get the things done that, you know, most championship teams get done, but very people recognize or give credit to.
How does Mike D'Antoni handle a team with so much talent and with so much expectations on them So that, as seems to prove out, you guys handle each other well. You seem to understand the team always comes first.
Well, it's just the type of guys that we are, that they've brought together. They've put together a great group of guys. Everyone here, I mean, we all have a common goal. We all want to get better. We all want to win and help the team win. And we know that some guys aren't going to play, but, I mean, it's our job to make those guys who play a little bit better every day in practice. And so we understand that. And I think that's the biggest difference from the first week in training camp where guys were competing to try to get minutes is now that guys are finding their roles and we're finding ways to help each other, help the team.
What I see is a team that they manage the sense of family. You guys care about each other. There's a sincerity that is missing from some teams where it just becomes a business. Let's talk about some of your other teammates as well, my friend. Rajah Bell, to me, rose up, especially at the moment when people expected him to collapse. After that confrontation with Kobe, he came through with a couple game-winning shots. How's Rajah Bell's confidence this year?
Well, Rajah is the heart and soul of this team. I mean, if anyone's watching the playoffs and they're watching us play and they're watching the energy and emotion he brings, he's that one guy who lays it all on the line. And when he's going and when he's energized and energetic, the entire team feels it. And that's just the way it is. He's a high competitor. He's like one of the most competitive players I've ever played with. And for a team like us where we need that intensity on the defensive end, I mean, he's our staple. He's our guy.
Okay, and then what about Jalen Rose and what he has brought? You got a veteran there. He comes in one more person as well.
Oh, Jalen is versatility, Mr. Versatility. 6'8", he can play all positions. He can pass. He can handle them. But the biggest thing is he's been a champion, and he understands what it's like to compete at a high level. And that's all you need, especially when you put that together with a mix of guys that we have, young guys, Boris, DeAndre. I mean, we're pretty young in key spots, and so Jalen adds a little bit of, you know, veteran leadership and stability to that mix.
When I saw Leandro Barbosa 2 years ago, I thought, here's a guy with great speed but absolutely no physical competence to mix it up. And then last year he exploded on the scene. Is he continuing to build that confidence now?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's, you know, it's a big gap. It's a big difference when you're, you know, playing over there in Brazil and then you come over here to the NBA and everything's moving so fast and the language is difficult to grasp and the way of life is a lot different. I think he's starting to get comfortable and adjust. And for any player, I mean, what happens on the court is usually influenced by what happens off the court. And if your family life and your, you know, surroundings are good, it's a good environment for you to learn how to cope and get better.
And that's another thing about the Suns team. They understand that notion of family. So teams that are bringing in international players, some don't understand that cultural divide. And Mike D'Antoni, Vinny Del Negro, that whole Suns organization understands that well. When we come back, guess what? We haven't talked about the two-time MVP. We'll be talking with James Jones, one of the young unsung heroes of the Phoenix Suns, when we come back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius.